O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is 2 Peter 1, verses 13 through 21. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Your Spirit by Jonas Miron, Kim Walker-Smith, Matt Redman, and Tasha Cobbs-Leonard. The verses contrast who God is. You are the fire, you are the voice, you are the light, with our role as His children. We are the temple, we are His song, we are His people. Many of the former qualities are associated with the Holy Spirit. With a powerful belt, the lead singer asks for God to send His Spirit to us.
The temple, you are the voice, we are your song. You are our God, we are your people. You are the light, we stand in awe.
Spirit, God, send your Spirit. 2 Peter 1, verses 13 through 21. I think it is right, as long as I am in this bodily tent, to wake you up with a reminder, since I know that I will soon lay aside my tent, as our Lord Jesus Christ has indeed made clear to me. And I will also make every effort so that you are able to recall these things at any time after my departure. For we did not follow cleverly contrived myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Instead, we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For we received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice when it came from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. We also have the prophetic word strongly confirmed, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you know this: no prophecy of Scripture comes from the prophet's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by the will of man. Instead, men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
Our passage wakes us up spiritually and helps us to be fruitful, showing that we belong to Jesus as we heed God's voice about him. According to Peter, in dark times, we need a vision of Jesus, on whom God's glory and light shone in a moment of transfiguration on the holy mountain. Now, the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke speak of Jesus' transfiguration on that holy mountain. And in our passage in verse 16, Peter recalls how James, John, and he were eyewitnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ's glory. And Peter assures us that we do not follow a myth, a made-up story. No, he establishes that it's real, that they were first-hand eyewitnesses at the unveiling of Jesus' glory. They had a stirring vision of what he'll be like when he returns, radiant as God the Son, shining like a bright star in heavenly majesty. And so Peter saw the glory of Christ with his own eyes, and yet he emphasized what they heard. Note the focus on the voice of God in verses 17 and 18. He says that when the voice came from heaven, we were with him and we heard what was said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And so Peter challenges us to listen to the word of the prophets, who are not making stuff up, but were carried along by the Spirit as they spoke from God about Jesus. In Luke 24, the resurrected Jesus spoke to his followers about everything that was written in the Law and the Prophets concerning himself. In other words, the Old Testament scriptures were about him. They pointed to him. And so the Holy Spirit, who inspired the prophets, continues to illuminate, to open up, to bring to light the scriptures for us today. The Bible is not a collection of human ideas about God. No, it is God showing himself to us, disclosing himself to us. So where do we discover how God wants us to live for him in dark times? How can we be fruitful for him? We need a vision of Jesus. We need to hear God speaking in the Bible about his glorious Son. Peter tells us to pay attention to the prophetic word that was confirmed to them, that was demonstrated to be real and true. And that word is about Jesus. And so may the light of God's truth shape our hearts and our lives as we wait for the day to dawn, as Peter says. In other words, as we wait for the return of Jesus.
Let's close now with this prayer from St. Augustine. O God, by your mercy, strengthen us who lie exposed to the rough storms of troubles and temptations. Help us against our negligence and cowardice, and defend us from the treachery of our unfaithful hearts. Succor us, we beseech you, and bring us to your safe haven of peace and felicity. Amen.